Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your perfect love that has moved, that has dealt with our sin in Jesus, and in Jesus has raised us to be seated with him in heavenly places, to live in you, live and move in you, because we are your children, restored. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Greetings, precious family. Sorry I'm so late. I went to run on the beach this morning and just got back now. Okay, it's Romans chapter 6. Oh, beautiful passage here. You know, here we see how God sees things, and we see what Jesus believes, our big brother, our Lord, our Savior. And how can we walk together if we don't agree? So we got to see this, hear this, see this, believe this, and then live in these boundaries. And it's Romans 6 from verse 9. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all sin, all people. Amen. But the life he lives is to God. So that's it. The work has been accomplished. Sin has been dealt with. And that's why the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, judgment, and righteousness. And he says sin because they don't believe in Jesus. So when you don't believe in Jesus, you still got the missing of the mark. You still got the lies of the devil seducing you. But when you believe in Jesus, just like because of what God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has done for us, he goes on. And so the life that he lives, Jesus, he lives to God. So you also, we also, believers, must consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. We identify with him. Why do we identify with him? Because the Godhead always had us in mind in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, Ephesians 1 verse 3. Now let's go straight to verse 4. We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in him in love. So the original intention has been, we've been brought back into the original intention, because that it actually starts off Ephesians 1 verse 3. Blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And then he confirms, where does this come from and what does it entail? Just as he predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in him in love. So that's the beauty, and that's why we got to, just like Jesus, reckon ourselves dead to sin but alive to God, because in him we live and move and have our being. I love Colossians says, our lives are hid with Christ in God, and therefore set your mind on things above, not on this earth. And then he says, because whenever Christ is revealed, you are revealed with him in glory. So we've got a shepherd for our soul. In Hebrews chapter 12, it tells us he's the author and the perfecter of our faith. And what's our faith entail? All the blessings, all the promises. The destiny that we lost in Adam has now been restored again in Jesus. So we wake into this wonderful reality in Christ. We live and move and have our being. And then we stay in tune, hearing, believing, and walking together with him, because we agree with him. Amen. So guys, be blessed to know the wonderful love is here. It's not just pie in the sky. Sadly, so many just take hold of sin's been taken away and then just waiting for Jesus one day. That you don't need to wait any longer. He's alive. He's well. He's the author and perfecter of our faith. And he wants us here to arise and shine on planet Earth, because this is where the light is needed. This is where the answers are needed. This is where the great and precious promises are needed. This is where the light needs to shine so that the kingdom of God can come on earth as it is in heaven. So arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.